Welcome. In this deep dive, we're examining a research paper about JNS Mimi smart glasses, exploring how this technology could promote healthier habits.
Okay.
For those of us who spend a significant amount of time working with computers.
Right. The researchers begin by establishing a very relatable scenario for many people. The modern knowledge worker spending hours upon hours staring at screens.
It's a reality for so many of us.
Yeah.
But this paper doesn't just state the obvious. It delves into the potential health risks associated with this prolonged screen time.
Yes, definitely.
So
the researchers highlight two specific concerns.
Okay.
Computer vision syndrome, often shortened to CVS, and text neck.
Okay.
These conditions, as the paper explains, are quite prevalent among individuals who spend the majority of their work days interacting with digital screens.
CVS, on the surface, seems fairly self-explanatory.
Yes.
But could you elaborate on the specifics and the potential long-term consequences that are outlined in the research?
Certainly, computer vision syndrome, it encompasses a range of symptoms.
All right.
All stemming from extended screen use.
Mm.
The paper mentions eye fatigue, headaches, dry eyes, even blurred vision.
Wow.
And it emphasizes that these symptoms, they arise from a decrease in blink rate.
Okay.
Which disrupts the eye's natural lubrication process.
That's concerning.
Yeah.
And what about text neck? I imagine this relates to poor posture while using devices.
Precisely. Text neck refers to the forward-leaning posture many people adopt.
Right.
While looking at phones or laptops.
Mm-hmm.
The research paper underscores the potential harm of maintaining this unnatural head position
Right.
for prolonged periods, including neck pain, headaches, and even in severe cases, spinal issues.
It seems even our routine interactions with technology can have these adverse effects.
Yeah.
This is where, as the paper suggests, JNS Mimi glasses offer a potential solution.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe these glasses for our listeners?
Envision a pair of eyeglasses aesthetically similar to traditional eyewear. However, JNS Mimi glasses, they're equipped with discreetly integrated technology that can detect and help correct the very habits that we've been discussing.
So they offer more than just a stylish accessory.
Yes.
How do these glasses accomplish this feat of technological intervention?
The JNS Mimi glasses utilize a sophisticated combination of sensors to achieve this. They employ a technique called electrocholography.
Electrocholography.
It sounds complex, but it's in practice quite elegant.
Could you elaborate on how this technology functions?
Certainly, the glasses incorporate three electrodes positioned discreetly around the nose bridge.
Okay.
And these electrodes track the electrical activity of your eye movements.
So these electrodes act as vigilant observers.
Yes.
Monitoring the subtle movements of our eyes.
Precisely.
And through this monitoring, as the paper suggests, they can determine if we are blinking with sufficient frequency.
That's correct. But the JNS Mimi glasses don't solely rely on electrocholography.
Yeah.
They also incorporate an accelerometer and gyroscope.
Much as we find in our smartphones and other mobile devices.
Indeed, these sensors work in tandem to detect both the movement and positioning of the user's head.
So essentially, they provide the glasses with a continuous understanding of how your head is tilted and for what duration.
Yes.
This data, I imagine, is crucial for addressing the issue of text neck that we discussed earlier.
Yes.
But such sophisticated technology within a relatively compact device leads to the question of battery life.
Of course, a valid concern.
Yeah.
Impressively, even at the prototype stage, the JNS Mimi glasses boast a battery life exceeding 8 hours.
8 hours.
Even while streaming data.
Wow, that certainly encompasses a full workday for many individuals.
Right.
Could you elaborate on this data streaming? Where is this information being relayed?
The glasses transmit data wirelessly via Bluetooth to a connected device, such as your laptop, your tablet, your smartphone.
So it is not simply about gathering information,
right,
but about leveraging that information to help us break free from these potentially harmful tech habits. How do the JNS Mimi glasses achieve this objective? So how do the JNS Mimi glasses help users combat these negative habits associated with prolonged technology use?
Well, let's begin with computer vision syndrome.
Okay.
The glasses are designed to detect when your blink rate falls below a healthy threshold.
Okay.
In their demonstration, the researchers set this threshold at an 8-second delay.
An 8-second delay between blinks seems incredibly long.
Yeah.
How do the glasses respond?
The glasses employ a subtle intervention.
Okay.
Rather than a disruptive alert, they gradually blur the screen of your connected device.
A gentle nudge towards a much-needed blink.
Exactly.
What about text neck? How do the glasses address this postural issue?
The glasses utilize their built-in accelerometer and gyroscope to estimate your head angle continuously. And when your head remains tilted beyond 60 degrees for longer than 40 seconds, the glasses respond in a manner tailored to the type of device in use.
A context-aware response.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on this distinction between device types?
With mobile devices such as smartphones, the glasses rotate the content displayed on the screen.
Interesting.
Prompting the user to adjust their posture to view the content comfortably.
An ingenious method of encouraging better posture without interrupting the user's workflow.
Right.
And for stationary devices.
For stationary devices, the glasses shift the screen content upward.
Okay.
Again, promoting a more ergonomic head position.
So in both cases, the glasses provide subtle cues that encourage healthier habits without disrupting the user's interaction with the technology.
Yeah.
Beyond these ergonomic interventions, the research also hints at broader applications for these glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Could you elaborate on some of these potential future applications?
Certainly, the paper mentions the potential of JNS Mean in tracking reading activities.
Okay.
Analyzing the data collected from eye movements, the glasses could provide insights into reading patterns.
Okay.
Such as dwell time on specific passages or tendencies to skim certain sections.
That could be invaluable for students, researchers, or anyone looking to improve their reading comprehension.
Precisely. The researchers also suggest potential applications in the realm of eye-controlled computer interactions.
Mm-hmm.
The glasses' ability to track eye movements with a high degree of accuracy could pave the way for more intuitive and seamless interactions with our devices.
Imagine controlling your computer with just your gaze, navigating menus, selecting objects, even typing a fascinating possibility.
Yeah.
As we conclude this deep dive, what would you say is the most significant takeaway from this research?
The potential of wearable technology to promote healthier habits and enhance our capabilities.
Okay.
The JNS Mimi glasses, with their discreet design and sophisticated technology, offer a glimpse into a future where we can seamlessly integrate technology into our lives while mitigating its potential downsides.
A future where technology empowers us to live and work more healthily and efficiently. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of JNS Mimi smart glasses. We hope you found this exploration as thought-provoking as we did.